And here we are back on a Getaway Friday, August the 14th, 2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears on the air this morning. And for the next hour, we are going to get back to Marion history. We didn't get a chance to do a lot of that in the last 2 hours, but we were so happy to have Mary Ellen Withrow in here. And of course, our Donald Trump impersonator, John D. Domenico, earlier on. What a great guy he was to stop by this morning. Now, back to Marion history. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Earlier on this morning, we were talking about Gallagher's. Still trying to figure out why Gallagher's was such a big deal. Gallagher's drugstore here in Marion. Also talking about Fair Park Sundries and Dorothy, who ran the Fair Park Sundries for so many years. Now, Dorothy was located where the computer corner is over in the Fair Park Strip Mall, where the computer corner is now. Now, we're trying to remember, was the Fair Park Sundries a pharmacy? We don't remember if it was a pharmacy or not a pharmacy. I can never remember somebody being in there who was a pharmacist, and I don't think Dorothy was a pharmacist. So does anybody remember that, or does anybody remember Dorothy having blue hands? Or purplish hands, I guess. A caller called in earlier on and said Dorothy had some kind of blue or purplish hands. Does anybody know anything about that? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know Dorothy's last name or whatever became of her, the proprietor of Fair Park Sundries? Now, we've also talked about the Isley Shop. Is anybody familiar with the Isley Shop on Mount Vernon Avenue that used to have a sundae, a big sundae, that if you ate the whole sundae, you would get a t-shirt? I don't remember that, but people have talked about it. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember the Fribble at Friendly's, which apparently was a big milkshake? The Fribble at Friendly's. Does anybody remember what the food was like at the Isley Shop or Friendly's? Now, we had some calls earlier on about the hot dog stand located on North Main Street that had the everything sauce. Do you have any more memories of the hot dog stand located on North Main Street? Or possibly the Red Apple Restaurant. Now, there is so much history in this Red Apple Restaurant. Now, the Red Apple Restaurant was located on North Main Street. It was long before my time, but it was located on North Main Street right across from WMRN. Now, I don't know the particulars of this story, but allegedly, there was an elephant. And I'm not sure if it was coming by train, because there is a train track down there, or if it was by truck or semi. But somehow the elephant got loose and ran into the Red Apple Restaurant. And somehow this destroyed the Red Apple Restaurant beyond repair, and it never was open again. But I guess there were also apartments over the Red Apple Restaurant. Does anybody remember that? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 18 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here, and we can discuss all these topics, or if there's anything you want to discuss in Marion's history. I'm still trying to figure out information on the ice cream place. I think the building is still there, out on Route 4 South, just beyond the batting cages. Does anybody know anything about that? Go ahead, caller.
Dorothy, was Dorothy Northrop.
Northrop, Dorothy Northrop, that is right.
Yes.
Now, do you remember...
My in-laws lived on East Center Street, almost across from where the library is now. This is years and years ago.
So, Dorothy lived on East Center.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I say, Dorothy lived on East Center?
I still can't hear you.
Is that any better?
Yes, that's much better. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So Dorothy lived on East Center Street.
That's where she lived in Fair Park.
Oh, she lived in Fair Park.
Her in-laws lived on East Church Street there. East Church Street across from the library now. Years and years and years ago.
Now is Dorothy gone now?
I don't know. She would be older than I, and I'm almost 90, so I think she is.
Now, was that place primarily a pharmacy, or what was sold in there?
Where, you mean up on in the Fair Park?
Yeah.
I think she had a little bit of everything there.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about her hands being purple?
Her hands?
Yeah, that somebody said that her hands were purple or blue or something.
I don't remember that.
Huh.
I know she had blonde hair, and she was a nice lady.
Did she have any family members?
She had a son, but I don't know what happened to him.
Dorothy Northrup, that is right. Well, hey, I thank you for that information.
Thank you for what you're doing. I enjoy your program.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was it. Dorothy Northrup. That's right. Dorothy, who used to run the Fair Park Sundries over in the Fair Park area where the Computer Corner is now over in Fair Park. That was Fair Park Sundries for so many years, run by Dorothy. Now, does anybody have any definitive information on if that was a pharmacy or not? I can't remember that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We were also talking about the old Courtesy Inn out on Route 309. I think it's where the Tire King is now. That was the spot. And it used to have a lounge, and it used to have a restaurant. Now, a lot of people like that restaurant at the Courtesy Inn. Now, I thought the food was a little greasy at the Courtesy Inn restaurant, but a lot of people like it that way. And the lounge, I guess, was very popular. We heard earlier on had live music and things of that nature. Does anybody remember anything about the Courtesy Inn or how it was run or handled or anything of that nature? Tell me about the Courtesy Inn. Arthur Treacher's. We were talking about Arthur Treacher's, which used to be out on Delaware Avenue. But, I can't remember. Was Arthur Treacher's in the building that they tore down to make the First Citizens National Bank? Or was Arthur Treacher's where that, I think it's a tanning salon now. It has a yellow top to the building there on Delaware Avenue. I can't remember which building it was in. Does anybody remember that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. I remember that restaurant out there at Curtis Inn quite well. We used to go roller skating over at the Highway Roller Arena.
Really? Now, where was that?
That was right across the road there where the storage units are now.
So it was close to Garfield Park?
Yeah, right across from Garfield Park used to be a roller rink there. We used to go there, and we used to go before, and we used to go after, because that was cheap, and it was good food.
You know, I remember the Courtesy Inn. Now, I remember going there one Christmas, because back in those days, I think aside from Denny's, and I'm not even sure Denny's was 24 hours yet, but Courtesy Inn was one of the few restaurants that was open on Christmas Day, and I remember going there with my parents. And we were going to my grandmother's for Christmas. We wanted to stop for breakfast on the way over. It was the only place open. And we went into the Courtesy Inn on Christmas Day. And they were serving Christmas breakfast, Christmas lunch. And I remember thinking, back in those days, now everybody's open on Christmas. But back in those days, it was a big thing to be open on Christmas.
It was. I'll tell you another good restaurant there, too. It was a depot restaurant down there at Union Station there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were a lot of these places. Now, did you ever go into the lounge at the Courtesy Inn?
I did not. If I did, I don't remember doing it. But we just stopped in and we just ate what was on the menu there. I'll tell you, they had the best glazed donuts you ever wanted to, lay your mouth on, buddy. I'll tell you, that was some good donuts.
Well, I remember that, all I remember, and I don't know why this is, but I remember they had a greasy food, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I just remember their food was really, they were not sparing the lard in those days.
That's true. Hey, do you remember the North Drive-In?
Yeah, the North Drive-In was out on Route 4 beyond, about, 2 miles beyond the radio station?
Yeah, it sure is. Tell you what, they had some of the best fresh fries. It's just that they were over-salted. I mean, boy, they were salted.
Well, you know, my I don't know if I've said this or not, my grandparents, my mother's parents, were in the drive-in business. They owned drive-ins. And I'm trying to remember, I know they worked at a, my grandfather was a projectionist, and my grandmother ran the restaurant, and I know they ran the one in Mansfield, and then they had another one, but I don't remember if it was that one, or it was in this area. They lived in Marion. So I'm not sure, I know they had another one, though, but I can't remember which one it was.
There's not too many left. There's a few left, but then not many.
I remember my grandmother used to talk about the pizzas that she used to make that she would, because they showed these movies, people didn't want to see the movie, they wanted to buy the pizza. So my grandfather would have to watch them, you know, he let them in for free to go over and buy the pizza, and then would make sure that they left because they didn't pay for the movie, because she got this pizza recipe from, I can't remember the guy's name, but it was a an Italian man over in, who owned the Mansfield drive-in. But those now the South drive-in was on Route 4 too, but it was just the south end of town, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct there. The North drive-in always had the better movies. I don't know why, but they also had a flea market every Saturday and Sunday there, too.
Now, the screen for the South drive-in, or the North drive-in, is still out there on Route 4, isn't it?
Yeah, they got the small one, and they got the big one, I believe, yet. But like I said, you know, the North drive-in always carried the better movies, in my opinion.
Now, the South drive-in is completely gone, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's where, if I'm not wrong, that's where the trailer court is now. I might be wrong, too.
Yep, out there on Route 4. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, the phone lines are open, the North and South drive-in. Now, has anybody been out there on Route 4 north of the radio station? The North drive-in screen, last time I was there, was still there, but I think all the remnants of the South drive-in was on, yeah, it was on Route 4, I think. Well, we'll see. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to tell you about Dorothy.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, she was born in December the 29th, 1917.
Oh, okay.
And she died September, I think it's the 14th, in 2000, and she's 82 years old. And then her son, Van, he was born in 43, and he died in 2006. And her husband was Donald, and I'm trying to read this writing. He was born, oh, I can't tell the month there. And I believe he died in, it looks like, 91 or 92, and she's buried out at Pleasant Hill Cemetery. I guess that's around Big Island.
And it was Dorothy Northrup, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dorothy C. Northrup, yeah. I can't tell the son, he makes his ones and twos, I can't make them out. It seems like he died in, I'm trying to see, seems like he died in 91, her husband. And I thought, when we went there, I thought her husband wasn't alive, and my son said there was a man there over to the right, I think, and he could have been a pharmacist when we first went there. He was there for a very short time.
Now,
so.
do we know what years the Fair Park Sundries was open?
No.
Let's.
This was all the information that was on the internet about her. I don't know if you bring up her. What was her store called? It wasn't the Sundries, was it?
I think it was called Fair Park Sundries.
Well, he could look that up later, because I don't do computers.
Well, that's interesting.
She was 82, and I thought she died way before that, but her son just died in 2006, and he was born in 43, so...
Well, I do remember, because I don't think they closed until the early 90s, and I remember it was just one day she was gone.
Yeah, because I think we went by, because went there mostly for comic books and a little bit of candy, and I think we went by... And she had died, and I think her son was had her house for sale. She's that last street there as you head out towards Fairground, you know, out towards Ishida's Car Wars.
Right.
She's that last street, and I forget which house she was. She was only four or five up from that.
Huh.
But she had, like, the purple hands, and I always wondered, if she had heart trouble or something. I never saw anybody with, like, purplish, her whole hand.
Well, that's it.
And that's what I noticed about her, was her hand.
Well, I appreciate all that information. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There we go. We know when she was born. We know when she died. Dorothy Northrup died in the year 2000. Born in 1917. Now, when was the Fair Park Sundries open? That's our next question. What were the runs there? 740-383-9944. Back in 1 minute.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you on this Getaway Friday, August 14th, 2020. I believe we've got another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Well, give us a call back if that was you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz back. Now, see, this is how radio should work. We started the morning not knowing a whole lot about Dorothy Northrup. Now we know she was born in 1917, died in the year 2000. But what other information do we have about the Fair Park Sundries? Was the man who stood over to the right, was that a pharmacist? I don't know. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944, 32 minutes past the hour. Also talking about the restaurant that used to reside over at the Courtesy Inn. We had some conversations this morning about Bob Smith and the old Smith Cardinal. That's an interesting topic of conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the root beer stand was on the south end. What you're thinking, right there beside the old IGA.
The root
beer? It was on Route 4.
Oh, okay.
And then when it closed, then a couple other businesses, then an ice cream thing, and but right now it's closed again. But it was a root beer stand, just like the North End root beer stand.
Oh, really?
Same
so that
color, same, yeah, same color, it was called Stewart. And everybody just called it Stewart South.
So that was the root, there was a root beer stand out there beyond the batting cages.
Right. There were no batting cages there now. Actually, that's a plumbing store.
Oh, it's a plumbing store.
Here in the North End on North Main.
Well, that's very interesting. Hey, thank you for calling.
And then the drive-ins are both on 423. You had the Port drive-in on 423 and the South drive-in on 423.
Oh, it was four. So it's not on Route 4, it's 423.
Right, and that's the South drive-in, now the church down there, and there's also a glass company.
Now the North drive-in, the screen is still there, right?
Yes, it's up there by Chapel Heights Graveyard.
Oh, interesting. Wait, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Talking about the past history of Marion, now there was some interesting information in regard to the North and South Drive, and apparently on 423, not Route 4. Maybe we had that wrong. Go ahead, caller.
So, Scott?
Yes.
That restaurant down there on Route 4 was called the Coney Express.
The Coney Express. So,
yeah, I have a map of some of the restaurants and stuff here. It was called the Coney Express.
Now, do you remember it ever being a root beer stand?
Yeah, that's what it was like. It was like the root beer stand and everything, but it was called the Coney Express. And then when they put another, when somebody took it over and they put another restaurant in there, and then they served, like, you know, Texas tenderloin fries and sandwiches and stuff like that, 21-piece shrimp dinners and stuff like that they used to serve there.
Yeah, I remember it being more like an ice cream parlor.
Yeah, that's when it was the Coney Express, and then after that, somebody else put it in there. But on my map, it's called the Coney Express.
Now, do you know what year that map is from?
Mine's in the 90s.
90s, yeah, it probably would have been the 90s. Now, the building's still out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they got it up for sale again, so...
That's interesting.
But I have this map of pretty well a lot of different ones. You know, you was talking the other day about the Mother Lodge that was out there. LK Mother Lodge?
Right.
It was called the LK Travel Lodge.
Travel Lodge?
Yeah, it was called the LK Travel Lodge, and it's right in pretty well behind where Jimmy John's and stuff was. It's about the same deal as they got there, but you used to go there and then went to Penny Pictures Inn and stuff like that.
So now the Travel Lodge, the LK Travel Lodge, that was a restaurant?
It's where you stay, like, you know, the holiday, and they had rooms you rented and everything, or stay when you're on the road.
Oh, so...
And you want to spend the night, yeah, when you spend the night, and then they put the convention, what do you call it, where they go in for information and stuff.
Right.
Like Charlie used to be into.
Yeah, the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, they had put that in there and everything, and then that's where it was located back then.
That's interesting. So there was no LK restaurant, L&K restaurant out there on the Aldi property.
But I don't know about the restaurant, but I do know the Travel Lodge was there. And then used to be, I think, at one time there was an L&K where Denny's is, before it went to Ike's and them.
Now, Ike's, now that is something we haven't heard. Now, what was Ike's?
I guess just a restaurant like, you know, like Denny's and stuff, in the form of Denny's and stuff.
That's interesting. Well, and the Penny Pincher Inn. Now, where was Penny? Is Penny Pincher Inn back?
Yeah, that was out there too. Like up to 23 exit there, you know, where it comes down off of the overpass, about the same area as all the other ones are. They just changed the names on it.
Now, wasn't it back where Lowe's is now?
Yeah, well, that same area runs there, you know, but it was all in that same. They just changed names when they, you know what.
Uh-oh. Something happened there. That was a weird noise. All right, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. Something happened with the phone there. Give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. I don't know what happened there. I didn't touch a thing. You can't blame that one on me. I did not touch a thing, and the phone kind of went belly up there for some reason. I don't know what that was. 37 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Okay, well, the phone's still working. So give us a buzz back. Yeah, the Penny Pincher Inn, I don't remember where exactly that was located. I know that, what a name for a hotel, Penny Pincher Inn. Now, was the Penny Pincher Inn, was that more of a motel, like the Courtesy Inn, or was it like a hotel, like, say, the Holiday Inn? What kind of place was the Penny Pincher Inn? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. And we did have a caller there during the break that did not get in. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. I have no idea what happened to the phones there. But give us a call. We would love to chat with you. Thoughts about the Isley Shop, the old Parrish ice cream parlor on Main Street. And apparently it was Coney Express was the little ice cream, root beer type of parlor that was out on Route 4 past what used to be Super Duper, used to be the Batting Cages, apparently now a plumbing supply store. Haven't been out that way in quite a while. But does anybody have any information on the old Penny Pincher Inn? Now, we got a lot of information on Dorothy Northrup here, who used to run Fair Park Sundries. That was good. All right, maybe the phones are working again. I don't know what happened there when we went to break. Go ahead, caller.
Did you ever resolve where the Isley Shop was?
No, we didn't.
It was right there on the corner of Richland Road and Mount Vernon Avenue.
Right there. So it
Mrs. Isley won the one, so she opened it up and John run it. And the only time he'd see his wife there is on Mother's Day. She would take all the money because they were so busy. They moved to up in Lakes, and one of them just died not too long ago. I don't know which one it was. But
I think it was John Isley who just recently died. Now,
my sister used to go with John, so I know a little more about them.
Yeah. Now, what were the big things at the Isley Shop to get to eat besides ice cream?
Everything was good, and they were open till 10:30 at night.
Really?
During the week, yes.
Well, I remember, and they tore the building down pretty quick after they left, didn't they?
I don't remember.
I know there was something to that.
There was something in there because my sister-in-law wouldn't go in there after they tore it down. She says, that's always been the Isley shop to me.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Do you know why it sat so far off the road? I remember you used to have to drive back a little ways.
It was right there on the corner.
Was it right on the corner? For some reason.
Well, there's still the gas station across there. It was right on the corner. Then after that was the Dunkin' Donut place.
Yeah, I remember the Dunkin' Donuts there, which turned into the car loan place, which I think they've left now.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, hey, thank you for the information.
You're welcome, Scott. Bye-bye.
There we go. Some more information on the Isley shop. And now we know the phones are working again. 40 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here talking about the old Marion, the old things that we're all interested in. And this is all taped, which is great. And I know people have been listening to it on the internet, so people are getting an education all the time. But the Penny Pincher Inn, does anybody have any information on the old Penny Pincher Inn? So it was in the Aldi area, where Aldi is now. But what was so unique about the Penny Pincher? And was it like a motel, like the Courtesy Inn, or was it more like a hotel, like the Holiday Inn? Do we have any more information on... there was something I wanted to talk about there, and somehow it slipped out of my mind. The Red Apple, we still haven't heard any more information on the Red Apple and the elephant escapade at the Red Apple, where apparently an elephant got loose and went over and tore down the Red Apple restaurant on North Main Street across from the radio station. Don't know if that elephant came by train car, did it come by bus, did the truck... Well, we don't know. What happened with the old Red Apple restaurant? Was anybody paying attention when the Red Apple was out there on North Main Street, why they couldn't rebuild? Oh, I know what I was going to... When the caller earlier on brought up roller rinks. So apparently there was a roller rink on 309. There's obviously a roller rink out on Mount Vernon Avenue. But there was a roller rink for a long time out on... 423. Yeah, well, the radio station's on 423. That's right, 423, not Route 4. So right out there by, it used to be Crystal Lake Amusement Park. But long after Crystal Lake Amusement Park had closed, I think there was a roller rink out there somewhere. It was like a cross between a roller rink and a hall where people would have wedding receptions and things like that. But wasn't there a roller rink that maybe was a part of the original Crystal Lake Amusement Park that was out on 423 beyond the radio station back there by where Crystal Lake Amusement Park used to be, where, what is out there now? Well, I guess it's wasn't it Bargain City? Isn't that what that store was? The building's still out there on 423. Go ahead, caller.
Well, first, that restaurant out there, Charlie Evers did a whole show on it.
Which one's that?
That little red restaurant. What's the last? I don't know.
Well, I asked Charlie, and he said he did not remember if it was an elephant that got loose from a train car or an elephant that got loose from a semi.
Red Apple Restaurant, so it's called. He said on that he had paper clippings from the newspaper, and I don't know what else he had on during that show. And it was a truck that ran into the restaurant. It had two elephants on it, a mother and a baby. And neither elephant got hurt. But that's what happened to that restaurant. It was a truck that ran into it.
Huh, that's interesting.
And then at the roller rink out there behind by Garfield Park, across the road from that, this would be in the 50s, or early 60s, there was a golf course, not a golf course, but a driving range. And I can't remember whether it was actually a pool or it was a small lake there that they had a big diving board that you could dive off of. It sat there empty for years and years after it shut down. Right there where the Courtesy Inn is.
Oh, so that was where the Courtesy Inn was.
And the roller rink was right across the road there, and it was the building was shaped almost like a big top. It had a big round top on it. And that's all that was a roller rink.
Now, wasn't there a roller rink out on 423?
Not that I can ever remember.
Because I thought there was something tie-in to Crystal Lake, the amusement park.
Park was on the other end of town, and at that clear out on Let's see, that would be 423.
Yeah, it's north. I've been out there to the...
Yeah, it's where Bargain City and all those buildings were.
Yeah, I think there
That was all gone by the 50s.
Yeah. There's something, maybe somebody knows, there's something about a roller rink out in that area, and it may have been on the Bargain City property. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to a break here, but thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have a minute break here. Come back with us, 44 minutes past the hour here. We're only stepping out for 60 seconds. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9940.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, August the 14th, ooh, thank you, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour. Now, we're talking about, at this point, the roller rink. I think there was a roller rink out on 423. Maybe this is the answer to that question. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we'll try this again if my phone don't short out.
I didn't know if that was you or me who shorted out.
Yeah, it's mine. I don't know why it does. It's got a short or something. And I got one of them Androids, and for some reason it keeps acting up.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Tell me about Ike's. Was that what we were talking about? Or the Penny Pincher. We're talking about the Penny Pincher.
Yeah. Well, it was like a cheap motel. It wasn't like Holiday Inn or anything. It was just kind of like the one on Main Street or the Courtesy Inn or it was like that. That's why they call it Penny Pincher, because it was a cheap motel.
Now, where did it exactly sit? It wasn't as far back as Lowe's, huh?
No, it's up this way. You know how the one is there now? It's out there where, up front, right behind Jimmy John's, there's one back there?
Yeah.
It's about like that, right in that area. Same, but well, I'd say they fixed them up and they changed, you know, just more or less changed names, just updated the rooms or the sidings and stuff like that. So
interesting. So it was like, just a cheap motel.
Yeah.
That's
what I wanted to tell you about the skating rink.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The Highway Roll Arena is the one on East Center out from across the courtesy. It's called the Highway Roll Arena. And the one at Rinks was called Crystal Lake Rink. It was a skating rink, just Crystal Lake Skating Rink.
So there was a roller rink out there by Bargain City.
Yeah, it was on the north end of the side there where it was Bargain City, like, went in there. And, they had the skates, and they'd done they were kind of waltzing and stuff in there. You know, of course, they might have held some events there, but mostly we went to was just the skating part of it on Fridays and Saturday night.
Now, wasn't that destroyed by fire on 420?
There was a fire in there, and I think is the reason the main part went down, but I know afterwards there for a while, Great Scott moved in there.
Now, what was Great Scott?
It was a grocery store.
Oh, a grocery store.
Yeah, Great Scott was there, and then people used to go out because their prices were good, and then these little carry-outs, like certain supermarkets we had here, we'd go out and buy stuff up, and then take it into their stores, and they up price, you know, raise the prices on it, and then they caught a couple of them here for price gouging.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call. But, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I thought there had been a roller rink out on 423, which I guess would be, I guess that'd be considered North Main Street. I don't know, once you get past Williamsport Road, if they don't consider that North Main Street anymore. I'm not really sure what the setup is out there. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you know about the old town of Marion here? We've learned a lot together here. We've learned, and we'll learn some more. Here we go. Let's see what else is coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Crystal Lake Roller Rink, originally that's a big building, and it was originally part of the Crystal Lake Amusement Park, I guess. And it was also used for many social dances and things like that over the years, back in the 30s and 40s.
Really?
And then I don't know when it closed as a roller rink, but it must have been in the... I used to skate out there a lot. Must have been in the 50s. And then I think the original rinks, Bargain City, went in that same building, the roller rink building.
So
when they started out there, and then they built a new building just south of there.
Interesting. Now, was the building destroyed by fire, or did they just tear it down and build bigger?
I think eventually it was a fire that destroyed it, yes.
Now, do you remember the Crystal Lake Amusement Park?
No.
No.
I was born in 1930, and I don't remember the park ever operating as an amusement park.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. So there was definitely a roller rink out on 423 just beyond the radio station and what used to be the Red Apple Restaurant out there where Bargain City used to be. Now it's, I don't know what's in there. Is it offices? It changes all the time. Building has been there forever. But yeah, there was a roller rink there. Apparently it was the original Bargain City, but destroyed by fire. And when that happens, you have to rebuild. We learned about Dorothy Northrup today over at the Fair Park Sundries. Does anybody remember old Dorothy? What a good lady. Go ahead, caller.
My friend just called you. The Crystal Lake?
Yes.
He had for the there was a guy out there that was a very good skater. His name was Clarency Sansota. If you were out there, you wanted to take lessons with Clarency Sansota. He was a very good gymnast, skater.
So Clancy Sansota was out there. Was there any relation to the Sansota restaurant?
I don't know. But he was a good-looking guy, and he was a wonderful skater.
And he would teach skating out at the Crystal Lake?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
There you go. There's another key in teaching skating. So at one point, I guess Marion had three skating rinks, or was the one on Mount Vernon Avenue opened by that point? Apparently one on 309 across from the Courtesy Inn, one on 423 just out there beyond where Bargain City is now. And what are you doing? We have somebody in the studio now. Now hold on, I've turned your mic on. You have to say it on the air. Go ahead.
What mic? This one?
You're on.
Those balloons are like dead over there. The red and green ones, are those from Christmas?
No, they were from a birthday party last year. So it's all went that way in the last year. That's just the way it goes, unfortunately. Now, you and I have been having a debate all week on, do you enjoy these programs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you want me to give you the everything sauce recipe,
yeah.
And you think you're going to get it from some customer coming into your little establishment.
He told me.
What's the recipe?
I'm not telling.
He doesn't know the recipe. No, because the recipe was a family secret, only known by that family who owned it. And then.
Well, you're not family.
No, but when they closed up, Charlie got it from one of the family members, and then we made him here one day, so that's how I got it.
Oh.
But I can't tell you it.
Okay.
But it's very good.
I'll have to live with that.
Well, you seemed unhappy about it.
I know. I wanted it. I wasn't going to use it. I just wanted to know. I was just curious.
I'll give it to you, but you have to rename it after me.
Okay.
Scott's Everything Sauce.
Okay.
I figure the family's dead at this point. I'll just take it over.
There you go.
Why not?
That works.
I'm sad that Dorothy's dead. Do you remember the Fair Park Sundries?
No.
Oh, that was
a
big thing.
I was a West Side kid.
So where'd you go over on the West Side?
Lawson's.
Oh, boy.
David Street Party Store.
Well, these are not local establishments.
David Street Party Store.
Well, was there any, like, big character, like Dorothy with purple hands and a big beehive?
I went up to Angelo's. I went to Angelo's, Lawson's, David Street Party Store. I was a West Side kid.
But were you, like, five when you were doing this? What age were you out in these areas?
Oh, my gosh. I lived in Colonial Acres, and I definitely rode my bike at a young age up to these places, yeah.
Now,
Papa Guido's in between the... It's been a million things. Papa Guido's
Papa
I was
Guido's.
In middle school. That pizza place that's been like a million pizza places. in between the tracks by Ice Cream Junction that used to be there.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what started this whole thing was the Sambo's thing last week. Somebody called in. Sambo's apparently used to be where Ollie's is now. But they got into a little racial thing as years went on because there was a little nickname, and I guess they had a something that looked like a jockey out front. Does anybody remember anything about Sambo's? Give me a call here. We got about 6 minutes left. 740-383-9944. And then we're going to have a real exchange club today.
We are?
Now, yeah, and let me tell you the genesis of this.
Who's coming?
You. That's why you're here.
I'm just sitting here.
No, you're here for this. You know why you're here. No, don't. You know why you're here. Yeah, but you know why you're here.
No.
You don't?
No.
Just showed up to be fun and enjoyable?
Yeah.
Here's what happened. Let me tell the story as it stands.
The fix your air conditioning?
It's on.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not on. It's,
is it on 80?
It's not on. It works, but it's not. Because it makes a horrible noise.
It's on 80.
Well, if you turned it on, it would get cool. Here's the deal about the Exchange Club. For many years, we had panelists on this show, and then they've all departed, went on to their reward, and so then we needed to redo the Exchange Club, and I had somebody to redo that with. I'm not going to say the name at this point, but I asked this person to come, and they came for like 2 weeks. And then there was...
And then you disinvited her.
A couple times, but I always let her know. And then she got a real attitude about it and called in, and we have the verbal evidence of this on tape. And then last week, when she was supposed to return, she gave me no notice. There was no disinvite, nothing. And she just did not show. And she doesn't show last week. And then she calls in from like some restaurant drive-through and tells me that, you know, she thought she was let go.
But she did call in last week.
Only because you told her.
Well, she had an impromptu college visit.
Right, but why wouldn't she say, hey, I've got a thing? I mean, nobody's going to fault anybody for that.
Don't hate on the single mom, Scott.
No, I was okay. I just like a little notice. But then this week, you know, we had her coming back. Now, this morning, she handled it properly. And she said, listen, I've got a bad thing going on over here. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. And I understand that. That's how it should have been handled last week. But she's not going to be here. Well, we don't know, really. I don't know. She might show up. She might not. We don't know.
I have someone else stopping by.
Who else is stopping? I heard a door. Oh, this will be good. Who did you bring? Who did you dig up?
See, I dug up people.
Oh, this is good. Hey, perfect. This will be good. You don't have to wear your mask in here.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So,
yes,
oh,
we do. We're going to have a whole thing. Because we are.
Do we? Do you guys have it?
No.
You're not going to infect me, are you?
No, I don't have
it. I have to entertain America every morning here. I can't be...
Interesting. That must be the word here. He just said this is interesting.
When you come in here, you immediately have to say it's interesting.
You know what? It's not anything new to me because it looks just like a streamer's room.
There you go.
A streamer's room. He's looking around.
Yeah, he's looking around. This is good. Yeah, go ahead. Just take it in.
I told him to stop by.
I'm glad he stopped by.
See, there you go. Surprise.
Is he going to participate? All right. Oh, this is going
to
be good.
He's a good talker.
Mother and son. I don't know if we've ever done that on the Exchange Club.
Hello.
Yeah. This will be good. It'll be starting about a quarter after 12. And
quarter after 12?
You know
job I got to get.
Wait, relax.
I don't listen
You're
on Fridays.
You're here
till
1 o'clock.
I don't know.
You just have to relax.
I don't listen on Fridays.
You're stuck here till 1.
I listen to the trivia that flops.
Oh, I can't. Last week was so bad. I mean, that show was so bad. You don't even know. And then the lady called in and tried to sell her chickens. I mean, it was awful.
Oh,
terrible. Terrible. Terrible show. And then we had the co-host for this Friday show call in from a drive-thru somewhere. And she was petrified to order on the air. Like she was ordering some Big Gulp or something and she couldn't, I don't know, whatever.
What is a Big Gulp?
A big drink.
A big drink.
A big drink. Like that one. Exactly. Like
this
that one.
Big.
I got it too. Yeah. So anyway, she might stop by. And we have another microphone.
Yeah.
It'd work. But we don't know. Her day's rough.
Yeah. It is.
And I'm not... She told me this time.
On her rough day.
So that's why you came in. Although, I don't know why you don't come in every Friday.
I did come in. And you know what? You know, I just want to go home and honestly shower right now. Because I got up this morning, exercised, listen, had to rush to work.
Yesterday, and you complained because I was inviting, making sure that that other person was going to show up this week. Because now I'm trigger shy.
I was just giving you a hard time.
No, you wanted to come. You like to be here.
I was joking.
You like to smell the dust and all that.
You know what I did after I got your soda there?
What's that?
I ordered myself a small fry, and then I proceeded to drop the small fry on my lap before I even left McDonald's parking lot.
What a shot.
And it burnt the heck out of my legs. I have a picture of it. I have fries all over my lap in my car.
You took a picture of this.
It was God telling me not to eat French fries.
I guess we're going to break. Stay tuned for news, weather, and obituaries, but we're coming back at 12:15 with the Exchange Club with Dawson and Michelle, and possibly somebody else we don't really know. Stay tuned. You'll find out as we do. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place, a talk show host, broadcaster, and comedian